Stalls 14 podcast, recording from the office studio. This is episode 133. Yeah, it's 133. Yeah, 133. This is Nas, I'm clocking in.
What up, Shiz? Clocking in.
So me clocking in.
Yo, this Lynn, I'm clocking in.
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
Nas, pass me my glasses so I can look studious. I'm going for a different
aesthetic. Okay. All right, now.
I knew I should have brought my shades.
I told y'all the videographer was going to be here today. I told y'all. Look at Lynn. Lynn ain't got no cut. He got his...
I ain't got no cut, yo. I'm rocking up with a hoodie.
It got to be that tight. You want to make sure it don't slip off at all.
Y'all don't say shit when y'all wear scarves. It's my scarf. It's my female scarf.
I got mine on. I got my hat on. I need a haircut badly. I just refused to pay 60 bones right now. That's all.
Remember we was talking about that yesterday, the price of haircuts.
Yeah, the price of haircuts has went up.
How much you pay for haircuts, Shiz?
My cousin cut me, so. Okay. But honestly, I still, me and my son go, I give him like a bean.
Okay, okay.
But just on the strength, but it been times. He don't even really like tell me nothing. Mm-hmm. It's whatever, but yeah. Haircuts, like when he ain't cutting though, like my cousin, he was just directing the movie. He wrote a movie script, and that joint got picked up, so he been working on that, but I had to go outside the shop. Yeah, I felt that, John. I can't wait for boy to get back. Like, fuck, you want to write movies and shit, nigga? Be a barber.
My barber just said he about to go out of town for 3 weeks. I said, damn, nigga. Like I hate when I drive trucks.
Hate when a barber try to have a life outside of the shop.
Yeah. Some niggas be like, they about to take my girl out. What? Come on, bro. Come on, we've been together longer.
Yeah.
Like, I really love you.
I'll
say men not cook, they don't commit and got consistency issues. We commit
to the barber.
Yes, we commit.
That's it.
We have good commitment. Because your barber could piss you off so bad and you still go to him.
I'm not breaking up. Yeah. That's a real ass breakup.
No, listen, real shit. My barber had made me mad. I went to Shiz barber, but I just hit Shiz up with like 2 weeks ago about his barber. I'm like, is he back cutting hair? He had told me he was back cutting hair. I'm like, all right, I'm going to have to go holler at him. Because when he cut me, it was cool, but my barber had made me really, really mad to the point like either we gonna rumble or it's gonna go somewhere. And I just stepped away, and the nigga ain't seen me for like maybe like a month or two. And he hit me like, yo, bro, like, damn, like, we ain't gotta be like that. I was like, bro, like, that shit, we had words.
See, niggas will apologize to their barbers, but he ain't gonna apologize to his girl. The barber ain't gonna apologize to his girl. No, I ain't talking about you.
Oh, okay.
Barber probably ain't gonna apologize to his girl, like, damn, though, I ain't see you in a minute. Mm-hmm. Take a little while for nigga to get some accountability.
It's crazy though. I knew Nas was fed up when he texted me though. Like, yo, bro, what's up with your barber, yo?
I'm like, is he back cutting? He like, yeah. I'm like, all right, bet.
And that first time in somebody else's chair just feels nasty.
Feels different. Like,
remember when Jody was at the bitch crib? He just couldn't get comfortable. He was moving around and shit. Like, I don't even belong here, man. I shouldn't be doing this.
All right.
You really feel like that?
Going in there, you feel all awkward looking around. What's up?
You hoping nobody see you and shit. All right, cut me, bro.
Dog, I remember I got a cut in college. Like, we in school, yo. I'm fucking broke. Like, I got a cut on campus. That shit probably was like $10. I come home, get my next cut. My barber said, nigga, what the fuck? Fuck you, like, cut your hair, dog.
Who
like, niggas knew. Like, you knew I was with somebody else.
But your girl know, too. She be like, your girl look at your cut more than anybody. She be like,
you did something different?
Like, why he do that?
your girl can't say shit about your cut. That's your cut fucked up. If your girl say something about it.
Yeah,
that's true. If your girl, yeah.
That's wrong.
That's true.
Like, these clippers just cutting you, babe. Like, yo, let me call him.
It's dude, if a man, if you just get done getting your hair done and your man don't compliment it, you think he don't like it?
Yeah. I would think so.
You think so?
Yeah, I would think so.
What if he just like having, I don't know. Sometimes, you notice it, but then you don't notice. You can notice it, but then you can't notice.
No, you could be going through something and be like, damn, your hair look nice, and then get back to what you, but I would think that.
You would think so?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Right. I've never not been in a situation where I got my hair done and he just didn't say shit.
He might be good on Call bad. Of Duty or some shit going down.
Uh-uh. No, at all. The whole time she get her hair done, I mean, he ain't on Call of Duty for 7 days. the nigga ain't at war for 7 days.
You gotta gas your girl up if she get her hair done, though.
But what if you don't like it?
Yeah, it gotta be that.
Nah, if you don't like it, fuck it.
See you, okay.
No, if they don't like it, because my mom is a hairstylist. I change my hair a lot. Mm. But I've been in a situation where they didn't like it. Like, how long you going to keep that? Like, you know, one of them types.
That's how you know. Yeah, that's a little subtle.
Man, how long you going to keep that kind of hurt?
Yeah.
Like, how long you going to keep that cut? It's crazy.
Like, it's a little in between. Yeah, because y'all can't do shit. You just got to wait. I just got to rock out to grow back.
Mm-mm.
It's a hard Damn. Ass 2 weeks. That's shit a hard might not shit in the, that'd be the weeks the shit don't even grow back fast enough. You out here rocking every hat in the world.
What's up though, man? How y'all feel about yesterday? We went to Bryan Elementary.
Bryan Elementary.
Elementary.
Steven Cedar.
Yeah, we went there. It was career day. We got a chance to talk to K through eight.
I knew it was grade. K through eight.
Yeah,
yeah. Remember K through eight.
The first one that came in was just touching everything.
Yeah. All you heard was, What's your name? That's all they were saying.
We got balloons. Oh, they got crayons. Oh, they got pencils. Like,
we was not popular. We had no giveaways for the kids.
Yeah, next time we gotta have giveaways for the younger kids. The older kids, I feel like they talk to us really more than the younger kids. Younger kids, like, oh, okay. What do you do? What's a podcast? Oh.
No, what was so funny? Shit, it's so funny. All the kids was they were asking them, like, you know what a podcast is? And they was like, yeah, he's like, you know who has a podcast that you listen to? Like, four or five kids said Steve Harvey. I saw who the fuck. But like children, I'm like, who? How do they know that?
Steve Harvey was the number one answer. Out of everybody.
Steve Harvey was the number one answer.
I know. Lynn was like, good answer.
Like, yeah, you said something, bro. At least.
And somebody like, how do they know Steve Harvey? I'm like, in the morning when they getting dropped off by their parents, Steve Harvey morning shit. Show was Harvey on. Yes, I'm like, Steve. She's like, oh, that make perfect sense. I'm like, yeah, Steve Harvey is on the radio.
It was all Steve Harvey. Maybe one Gillian Wallow. Mm-hmm. And that was it.
And the other one was the young and Costanet.
Yeah.
Costanet.
Yeah.
He's a Twitcher. But
or the YouTubers and stuff like that.
All the kids want to be YouTubers now.
Yeah. It was crazy. It was a lot that wanted to be, you know, football and basketball. But I think number one was a streamer or be a YouTuber.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Streamer, YouTuber. A lot of the girls said they want to be doctors, though. They was like nurses.
Pediatrician. Yeah.
I hope they see that through, too.
Yeah.
We need more black women minority women in medical field, for sure.
Yeah. And the other ones I think one of the last groups were the ones who got the, it was a female there who was a hairstylist, and she gave out
flat irons.
She gave out good flat irons, too. I was like, oh, them Jones, good ones. They were like, are they? I'm like, yeah, they good.
Yeah, they always hype looking at each other like, yeah, we got a good
piece. I was like, what you want to do? She was like, oh, I want to do hair. I was like, I see you got your baby hair swooped up. She had her baby hair.
Your baby hair was touching her eyebrows. Them Jones
love. Damn, they were not moving either.
I said, period. She was like,
It was dope though, man. Seeing the kids, it was a lot of black teachers. That was super, super dope.
Yeah,
we had to have a really good conversation with one of the English teachers. I liked her.
Yeah, Miss Douglas.
Miss Douglas. Miss
Douglas. Yeah, she said she taught for 17 years.
Yeah,
she taught for 17 years. It was a really, really good.
That was a good conversation.
Good conversation. Far as like what students are being taught versus what they need to be taught.
Right.
Like the curriculum. What they're getting. And what they really need, like they're behind on, you know, like they need to be taught certain things. She like, it's kind of hard for giving them exactly what they need, but you got to stick to this.
Yeah.
And I think that's a very interesting topic right there. I think I do want to bring a teacher on who's currently teaching, you know, can save us so much, because you can only save us so much. Mm-hmm. But it definitely was good talking to the teachers, talking to the principal and everything around at the end. We got to go around. They had like Black History Month boards and doors. They decorated bulletin boards and doors, and we got to vote on that. It was pretty dope, though. It was a really, really dope experience. Yeah,
was there. They had a bunch of people. We had they had a producer there, somebody from real estate, a guy from DoorDash who was sitting next to us. He got a really dope job. I can't remember his name, but he was there. Purnell.
I got his card. Yeah, Purnell.
City council was there.
Yeah.
City council was there. State rep.
State rep was there.
Y'all think Nas X did it? When Nas be talking to them people, them teachers and state reps, he turned into Nas X. Like, he ain't Dr. Umar no more. He Nas X. Bro gotta hit his bag talking to him.
Yeah, you gotta know how to code switch?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you gotta know how to code switch, man.
Victoria's Kitchen. Food was really, really good.
Yeah. She was like, where do I know you from? I said, I've gotten food from you multiple times. She was like, okay, I know I seen you.
I'm like, I seen you somewhere. I said, you ain't never seen me, Miss. I don't even come outside. I was like, I don't know if I owe you money or not. You ain't never seen me.
You don't even know.
My favorite thing. I don't know who you know.
Yeah. No, it was really, really dope, man. I really enjoy talking to the children, man. Talking to the fifth through eighth graders, that's the ones who really like I said, the younger ones didn't really care for it. They care, but they didn't care. What you do? Oh, okay. What's that? Oh, you got anything? No. All right. They go right along. You ain't got nothing to offer. That
was
our
because everything was like super, super last minute. Poster board was last minute, but we were trying to get stickers and everything for them. You know, kids love stickers and shit. So next time, if we ever allow back, we definitely going to bring some more stuff. It would be dope to do a high school, too, because I feel like that age would be who really need to hear from us.
Yeah. Because
they kind of have really no direction. Like, they don't know what's about to happen once 12th grade hit.
Mm-mm. You know, it comes so fast. It comes fast.
I don't know. Did y'all high school have career days? Do you remember?
No.
We had that shit.
Yeah.
Maybe not all our career day, but it might be somebody posted up from a certain organization, maybe for a certain time period from like 9 to 11. You know, this organization going to be here. Or fucking Marines going to be there. But it was more like your choice to walk up to their booth and talk to them or not.
I feel like we had a lot of the Marine, the Army thing. I wish they had different things. Because, I was saying to one of the guys, I was like, I was into English, writing, journalism, and I wish I knew that was a career path you could take younger. You know what I mean? I think I would have took a better...
Took
it more serious and a better shot, I don't know, at college. As soon as I got out of high school, I went to school for fashion marketing, which, you know, is good if that's what you into. Mm-hmm. And I was into it at the moment, but I feel like I just was, choosing something.
Right.
If I knew journalism was a thing and, you know... The first person I saw that could, you know, was doing writing and shit was on Living Single.
Khadija,
you know what I mean?
That's you right now. You got a magazine and
so,
everything.
If I would have known that was a profession, I feel like I would probably be a little bit ahead. I mean, your path is your path. Your path, probably wasn't meant for me.
I think when you're trying to find yourself, also we're trying to find, figure out life. Yeah. And then you don't really even know life at that young. I mean, just think about it. I feel like I just figured life out at 30, 30. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like I'm definitely just now coming into myself. Okay, this is what we like. This is what we don't like.
And then some people who are our age still don't even know what they want to be in life.
Yeah.
And people change careers all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, I got a new job every year. I really do.
You really start off one thing, liking one thing, like, yo, this don't really fit me no more.
Right, right.
Especially as you get older, so...
Or you experience something and be like, damn, I never thought I would like this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now you're into it. Yeah, now you into it. So, but overall, the school was definitely cool.
Yeah, it was dope, man. I really do like, you know, Marty Marl of the kids. You know what I mean?
But you said you was working out something with the principal, right?
Yeah, I was working out. He said he need more black men to come talk to the kids. Mm-hmm. More black men who have careers or have things going on to come talk to the kids. Also, Mikey, you listen to the... podcast, and it'll be perfect for you because we did talk. Me and Mikey talked about going to go talk to kids. I told him when I got an opportunity and it presented itself, I would bring him along with me to go talk to the kids because he's into tech.
Okay. Mikey, he wanted
So he wanted to talk to the kids. So I actually got to hit him
really
up.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
And that's another thing, my tech getting them into that early because it's lucrative for sure.
Yeah. I think they need more STEM programs.
Mm-hmm. My son did a joint last summer, whole summer camp. That shit was cool.
Yeah, they need it building in school app, though.
They was building apps. Games and shit.
Because that's what they into. So they would be intrigued by it to do it. I could build an app or a game. Oh hell yeah! I want to go every day. You know what I mean? They'll be mad they don't have it on the weekend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Remember I sent you the I don't know if I sent y'all the full list. My son, we picking classes for
You did. Yeah.
For high school. And, you know, he in the county. Their list, their electives is crazy. He got intro to mobile apps 101.
Wow.
Intro to networking. Wild shit Parenthood. I'm like, how the fuck get an intro to Parenthood class? But that's something you got to take. They also got to take a financial literacy to graduate.
Wow.
Imagine you had to take financial literacy. And it's like managing the bank, checkbook, your credit. Shit that they learning. Literally across the street. Yeah,
when they take out your check and everything like that, right? It's not that much, but it's they need to put all the tax they've taken out of my damn check. They need to put that into really putting better classes into the public school system.
I don't know where our money is going.
I'm telling you, it's supposed to go to the school system. It's supposed to go to infrastructure. It's supposed to go to transportation.
But I'm saying all of those things are fucked up. Like,
yeah. But you know, it's been stopped because that's when they've been, and we gonna have a teacher up here to talk. You know, teachers are probably to talk about it. But you know, that's when they been start taking all the carpentry and shit out.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
You hear Dr. Umar talk about all the time. A nigga, you can't do shit with your hands no more. Mm-mm. Or cosmetology. It's only like a few schools. Yeah, I think Dobbins has like a cooking program or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
The regular Bartrams and shit. That you got your regular mm-mm. four classes that's and five it. Classes.
Yeah,
go the fuck home after that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that is.
You used to can make money for yourself. Straight out of high school. Now you can't. It's really,
they have plumbing and everything like
yeah,
that.
You used to pick up a trade.
Yep.
So
and that's a lost art. Trade like plumbing, carpentry, electricians,
but it's
masons.
Not, and we were telling somebody about it, like it's not as glamorous as the other professions, right? Yeah. I could be an electrician, I could make 120. And I know Dez listening, I was talking to his electrician, like he was like, yeah, I make 120, 140. But mine ain't as glamorous as a rapper down the street that mm-hmm. really making 20 grand a year, but he got it in his pocket. Right? You ain't know that all he really doing is stacking up the same 120 every picture. He ain't shopping or nothing. He buying the fake shit from Gerard Avenue, but I'm stock.
That's funny as shit, though. That is.
I can hold on to 20 grand in cash for months.
No, not me. No.
And then, man. You know, they got fake money on Amazon. It's all types of fake shit. So it's like.
It's not glamorous.
It's not glamorous. Like a plumbing. Not glamorous, right? It even, you know what I'm saying, to some women, you ask me, oh, would you date a plumber? They probably gonna say no.
I think that is I was just talking about I was joking around with me and my girlfriend. I was like, girl, I need me a trash truck. When he coming out, I was like, I'll be like, take them damn shoes off at the door. Don't bring that shit in. That's what I want to talk to my man when he come home.
Get your stink ass. Go to the garage.
Your food in the plate. Make sure you clean your hands. I want to talk to him like that.
Right. Get in the shower first, but like, just those trees are not. It ain't glamorous. Like. No, and we're a blue collar city for it to not be as glamorous. Yeah.
That's what people don't even know, that we are a blue collar city. Like, it's so many people that's in the unions and things like that. The lineman union, electrician union, the iron workers. Like, that shit real. Like, it's real. It's
like
money.
It need to be a class, just somebody telling y'all, like, all right, this is what a union is, or this is what this job is. This is what I can make. This is what you can make. But you got to, I don't want to say you got to make it mandatory, but you do got to literally pull them kids down here. Like, yo, phones off. Like, just listen.
Yeah,
out of 100 kids, 20 of them gonna take something away.
But they gotta kind of get introduced to the shit, because at the same time, if majority of what they taking in is on social media, we not seeing plumbers and electricians on social media. So what they really seeing is what's in front of them, right? You know what I mean? So our kids ain't walking around the house wondering how this water coming out the sink, or how the toilet flushing, or how the lights is on. They not thinking about it unless they probably know somebody who do that profession, or it's presented to them in a certain way. So it's kind of like, it's just a blind eye to it, for real. So when, at what point are they going to even look to be interested in it?
It's crazy, because I remember my daughter asking, what do you do at work? Like, what do you do? Like, what do you? And I explained it to her. She was like, I never knew you did that. I said, I've had this job for years. You never knew that? She was like, mm-mm.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it was like.
Your kids don't really know. They just see that you're able to go to work. You put food on the table. You can buy fly stuff. You can look a certain way. But even if you just paint that, yo, I'm an electrician. I'm a plumber. But I drive an Audi outside too, like, or I go on 5 vacations a year. You wouldn't even, you know what I'm saying? I'm in the same rapper. Like, your daughter will never believe, yo, I'm right here, LeBron right here, in the same different section.
Wait, what them kids say yesterday?
What?
About you, who they thought you were?
Yo,
this is the funniest shit ever. I'm sitting over there with my hat like this and just chilling. And the kids say, oh, shoot. I thought that was LeBron. I said, LeBron James.
Hey, yo.
I said, damn. They said, out of all the people, I never heard somebody say, that look like LeBron James. I said, LeBron James.
I told my mom, she said, was he really tall like him? I said, Mom, stop trying to make it make sense.
I'm not even 6 feet. Mom, trying to figure it out.
I said, no, kids are crazy.
That was funny as shit. I said, what they say? Listen, young boy said, I thought that was LeBron James.
They stopped and was tapping each other like, yo, I think that's LeBron James. I'm looking like, this nigga? It clearly say, not serial card. That's how you know kids don't read nothing. You really think LeBron going to be sitting right here? He ain't going to be on the stage over there.
Sitting behind a cardboard?
He ain't going to bring LeBron out the back of nothing. He's just sitting right just here right next to y'all. Like.
No, that was funny as shit.
I guess LeBron. With a little quick little Jones, squint your eyes, you LeBron.
Mm-mm. No.
That's what's up, though, man. Shout out Brian Elementary for, you know, inviting us. Miss Jones. Miss, what you say? Miss Douglas.
Miss Douglas. Yeah,
I can't remember the principal name.
Zaire was his name. I can't remember his last name, though. No. Yeah. Either. Yeah, Zaire was his first name, though. No. Muslim brother. I can't remember his last name. It was pretty cool, though, man. He did offer me the opportunity to, whenever, he just get with him. And if I do know some people who want to come talk to the kids, the older kids, bring them along. He was like, it's for sure. He was like, man, you know anybody in your field and, you know, some black men who want to come talk to these kids, that's what they need.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of little young
black
boys.
And we need some young
sisters
who to come talk to the young women, because I feel like they need to know. Like, it's like, if you out here, like, you entrepreneur and you got your own business, they need to know the struggle in life.
Yeah.
Like, because the glamour, it's glamorous sometimes, you know what I mean? But, man, it ain't always there.
Yeah.
So. And you can be comfortable. Like I said, you could be comfortable making your money. Like, it ain't got to be as flashy as you see it online. Or you can make it look flashy. Like, they might not think some shit is affordable. Like, it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nah, man, so, it was definitely dope.
It was dope, though, man. It was cool. I appreciate it. I definitely appreciate
it. Speaking of crazy stuff, y'all see the thing online where the guy took his girl to the concert, and his girl got on the stage with the African artist and was up there.
You know, I think everything is a joke, like a lie, a little setup. So I don't know if it's real. That was just a lie.
It was. They panned the camera on him a lot, and then they show him walking home by himself, like after the concert.
How did motherfuckers getting all this footage
because
of him?
His girl, and they was like looking at him, and then they just saw him at, you know, people about to draw.
So he walked home by himself.
He was like, leaving the concert by himself.
Yeah,
because she was with him still.
Like she got on stage
and danced on the wall. Like
she
dance,
was dancing like wild.
Like dance,
so what happened?
Like Chris Brown take you down wild.
So it's a
African artist.
Mm-hmm. He does like a set in his concerts to where he bring a young lady on the stage and they drop like a curtain and they have some kind of like romantic
dance. Janet Jackson.
I was about to say how Janet Jackson did that.
Yeah. So some sort of like the silhouette shit. Like that's exactly what it was. Like the curtain and then you see them dancing, but she was there with her man. And like the set went kind of crazy, you know what I mean? And as a man, how would you feel, Shiz, if your lady went on stage and danced with Usher? So behind
you can't say Usher.
Why?
This is the second time, because Usher was the first one, and now this boy.
Usher was just on Alicia Keys. I wonder how Swiss Beats feel.
He don't give a fuck. He posted it.
Did he?
He said y'all worried about the wrong shit.
That nigga Swiss Beats soft.
Yeah.
Well, you might need to go first then, nigga. How you feel?
Yeah, I ain't with that shit. My girl ain't getting the fuck up there. I'm getting you by the back. I'm a fucking collar.
You seen the Boondocks when Tom sucker punched Usher, when he slapped Usher.
Oh, yeah, that episode. Yeah.
I'm gonna slap Usher and her.
No, the Boondocks is really like the Simpsons. They really foresee a lot of shit.
Yes.
I remember that episode. Yeah. That was crazy.
That was the Boondocks episode with Usher on it. Was a real life, it happened in real life, not that way, but it happened with one of the writers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, he told a story about it after it happened with Keke Palmer. He was on it. He was like, that really happened. He was out with his wife. They seen Usher. She introduced herself and she was like, they were married, him and his wife were married. She's like, oh, this is such and such. She didn't say this is my husband. And that's how she introduced her husband. Like, oh, this is such and such. Like, she never introduced her as a husband.
Tom. Like, this is time. Yeah, like,
right. You know what I mean? So that was a real life. But I would be upset. I definitely would be upset with my lady. Like, you can't even go on stage and dance with that nigga. Mm. How you feel, man?
One, Usher or whoever the artist ain't going to see us from the 200 level anyway. So my bitch ain't going to be on stage. He's not even seeing you. We on 215.
You in the upper level?
We upper level. You might see Jesus before you see Usher. So they ain't even going to have no chance to pull you on stage. Not fucking with me. More seats. What? Come on up.
Come on up.
Now, if he points you out all the way from 304,
then maybe you
in the Staples Center. Yeah, then you know what I'm saying? You might as well, he won. Talking about something before you on stage. Bitch, you ain't even gonna see, it's gonna be ants. That's how far our seats up. Y'all tripping. Pull my bitch on stage.
It's like an asshole.
If you, man. I ain't gonna lie, if you on stage, we better get a check of this show. We gotta get half of this show.
We definitely getting a check.
Cause who the fuck told you a performer? Right. I paid for these tickets.
You done paid to see a girl get waxed.
Yeah,
down,
I ain't paid for this. Give me my money back. I sue. Yeah, I'll be right. Me and Usher gonna be on tour next.
You sue for what? What you
pain
sue for?
Pain and suffering. Humiliation. I find some shit.
No, for sure, humiliation.
You know, that's funny. You know how many white women out here suing for some shit?
You gonna be a victim?
Yup, I'm definitely a victim.
Me too.
I can't go to work because, you know, my heart and I'm being harassed. The TikToks and all that. I'm suing TikTok.
Suing everybody.
Sue me, what you doing? Your man, Tiana Taylor, pulled your man on stage and you bought the tickets.
I wouldn't mind.
And he got sweatpants on. He hard when he get up.
He's 60%?
Yeah. Your man 60.
Yeah, 60.
I mean, I feel like as long as he not going backstage, whatever.
They dropped the silhouette, but when the silhouette, you see he like a little 60.
I'm not going to lie. I would not mind.
It's because you like girls a little bit.
Oh, my God. Damn.
I say like Erica Badu.
You like girls a little bit.
Who known to put that thing on a nigga?
I wouldn't mind. I feel like, are they not leaving together?
He left by himself.
Well, I'm saying, okay.
No,
well,
his girl was out there. He just left her.
He left her,
yeah.
Oh. Nah, he tripping. You left your girl, nigga.
After the concert, they left. Like, you seen after the concert, he was walking away. Like, it was a camera on a girl talking to some girls, and he was walking off.
Oh.
Like it's definitely a double standard, though.
It is. I wouldn't mind. I feel like they're not, if they not leaving together, and honestly, if they do leave together, I'm like, damn, nigga, you got you a good one. That was me.
You asking the wrong person.
Yeah, that's what I said.
She don't care enough. She don't care enough.
Girl,
I care about stuff. I don't know. Certain things
if it was
I feel
a nigga
like
you really loved, and I got it. Now I got to paint the picture. If it was a man you was in a committed relationship
What's the
y'all was there.
What's
y'all was
the UK there. Nigga you like? What's his name?
Skepta.
Yeah, it was Skepta. If it was Skepta.
Well, he already famous. I don't know. I don't care about shit like that. Like I said, if they don't leave together, I'm good. If they leave together, then that's a different story. He ain't never gonna see that girl again. Unless they exchange numbers.
I done had women mad at me for way less.
Yeah, exactly, bro. Exactly. That's what
way less.
Way super a smidgen. Smidgen of just that. I had women mad at me for. So I know if I'm
going. Heifer spoke to me in Chick-fil-A, I got in trouble. You think I'm gonna get in trouble for dancing on stage? No.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's all entertainment. These people are they're paid to entertain.
My girl not an entertainer. What are you talking about? She's a
part of the show.
She worked from home. She a remote worker. she a remote worker. That mean like what you want?
I don't know. If I meet Usher, it's gonna be
That mean we can incorporate this shit in the live show. We can bring a chick on stage and we can get her behind a silhouette and we ain't got to do no repercussions because it's entertainment.
Well, yeah. I'm not your girlfriend, so. I'm saying that.
I'm saying Sumi said it's cool.
Sumi said. Oh, because Sumi
said
the podcast, right? Okay.
Sumi said I'm an entertainer, so I can do this.
That's what Sumi said.
We entertainers.
Sumi said. You know what I mean? Like, so I get a trophy. Sumi said I'm an entertainer. So I should be. You didn't say that?
I should do it? No. Yeah,
I should do it. I should do it.
Crazy.
And Usher got lady.
That's going to be it.
I ain't gonna lie. Usher pulled my chick on stage. He start doing like my boo. I might start singing with that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's entertainment. Usher is like, he been doing that shit since Ben.
So if she is pull a lady on at the next live show and she sit on his lap and answered the crazy questions we ask people, is it considered entertainment? Should he be getting in trouble?
But there's no reason for her to be sitting on his lap asking a question.
What if he pour a shot at her? What if he pour a shot at her mouth? Mouth. And then dribble a little
and
bit.
And he wipe it.
You see what I'm saying? Niggas always got to just.
And he just wipe it up. Like.
Soon be sad.
Nigga, no. Niggas always got to take it too far.
Oh, but Usher could do it.
Usher
but we can't
do
it.
Yeah.
We can't. So, I think if you're. I mean, Shiz can't do it.
If you're a singer and you know that type vibe, then that's if you're a soulful singer, sexy singer, that's your whole thing.
Bino, you can't sing to my bitch. Let's go right there.
But so crazy is me and Bino, we're talking about it. He was like, it's literally just entertainment.
Mm-mm, no.
Bino, you can't sing to my bitch, bro. No. I'm just going to have to see you. What's the song? In the morning, Monday morning?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's up. Yeah. It's up on Tuesday.
It's up on Tuesday.
The minute you do it on Monday, it's up on Tuesday, bro.
Pull my lady up on the stage. All you can sing is sing to her, Bino. We ain't cool no more.
Once you hit
saying.
The high note, just look the other way a little bit, bro.
So people, you woman can't get sung to it. All you can sing.
No, not by Bino. No, he can't sing.
Not by Bino.
No.
Not by nobody.
Ed.
Nope.
not by the nigga monitor in the bathroom.
I don't need nobody else making my girl moist. at all. No chance.
I remember this one guy was singing to this girl. He was thinking, "Here we are, All Alone.
You. Oh, the Lil Zane, 112.
That's a sexy ass song. He was singing that,
that is a good joint.
And he was gyrating to you?
No, no, no. It was to another one. But I was looking like, damn, it was not, that wasn't his
all
woman.
You can sing can bring out like some freak shit. It like, you can. Got slow song, you probably be doing your car.
It
and,
can. The vibe.
And your crush like, there. Don't let your crush be at all you can see.
Because you know it be random motherfuckers. Like, damn, you know such and such was in there? That's how it be.
I don't got no crush other than Coco Jones.
Okay.
She ain't gonna be all you can see.
Do y'all have celebrity crushes?
I do like Taylor Rooks and Coco Jones.
I don't know who Taylor Rooks is.
She worked for BR
BR Sports.
She's doing a podcast now.
She's doing
too.
A podcast with Joy Taylor.
Joy Taylor. Yeah.
I don't like Joy Taylor.
What about Shiz? You got a celebrity?
Yeah, I love Drea.
Okay.
You
a lot of women love Drea. I mean, a lot of men love Drea, sorry.
You got a celebrity crush other than Skepta?
Skepta.
No.
That's
what about you,
Lenzo?
That's
all I can see.
I like old hoes, like Tracy Ellis Ross.
I love Tracy Ellis Ross. That's a good one. Oh, no, I like Coach. You know, from.
P and Coach. Okay.
Love that man.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Coach K.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
That's a goodie. That's who I was obsessed with first. And now I'm on.
He's like a bald head man, don't you?
I love a bald head man. Nah, shut up. Shut the fuck up. This ain't it. We on camera.
What made you like bald niggas?
I'm not.
I like a bald head and a beard. I do. I mean, I'm open. My friends, they be laughing like, you ain't got no time. You right did now. Anything. Chill, yo. But,
you gonna have niggas shave their head after this episode.
I do. I really do like a bald head.
Sumi said. Bald head is cool.
Sumi said. Like, no, I seen a joke.
Man coming to the crib with a bald head and tell his girl Sumi said. Right. That's what you gotta name this shit. Sumi said.
nigga come home, got a bald head. Girl, what the fuck wrong with you? No. And it was itching.
No, some women really, really don't like bald heads. Like, I've heard a lot of my friends say, like, I'm cool. But I like it.
You said you gotta be certain type of maturity to like a nigga with a bald head.
Especially if you're, like, receding and fading. Just cut it off. You probably look better. You look like a fool.
Yeah, what
you
that nigga gonna do? Ain't nothing like motherfuckers trying to say their hair.
Yeah.
When that your hairline back here.
Yeah.
Just focus on the beard, brother. Don't worry about the top no more.
With the beard, don't connect.
He got a. I don't know.
You can never go bald.
It's cool. I got to like 58 before my shit started going for real.
You got your hair. You about good.
I'm good. You know what I'm saying?
Is it okay to have a celebrity crush?
Yes.
How far can you go though?
I mean, you ain't like
you
what's
ain't
it,
stalking
the young,
them.
Yeah, I'm about to say you ain't stalking them.
Can you do Chris Brown meet and greets?
Yeah, you could do whatever. What you? Yes. Yes, you can do a Chris Brown meet and greet. You wouldn't want your woman to do a meet and greet?
You got more shit you can spend bread on. Who paying for that shit? Not me.
Not
that
me.
Shit was like, how much that?
I was
how
a
much
stack,
that
bro.
Me
was charging
was
a stack, bro.
It was dope, though, because, I mean, you get to see your favorite singer.
I don't think I'm paying
a
stack to take a pic with Drea, though. I'll catch her in red.
I'm not paying $1,000 to take a picture with no celebrity.
Yeah, I'm cool.
Not.
Bro, I wasn't trying to spend $100 at fucking Onyx when Pinky was there and niggas taking pics with her. I'm like, I'm not taking a pic with that bitch.
This before she was big as shit.
Yeah, this the real Pinky.
Before she was big toe. Before she was big toe. Yeah. She
was just a Pinky. No, I didn't mean to laugh. Pinky.
Real shit though. I'm not doing that.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm not paying $1,000 to take a picture with Taylor Rooks or Coco Jones.
A
I'm
picture?
Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, no, I'm not paying a stack to take a picture with anyone. But
see, I'm calling you Joe as shit.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. That's extreme. Like, but I get people. Some people. Chris Brown is like loved. Like women will go to different heights for Chris Brown.
Him, Usher. I believe real shit. And it's crazy to say we keep saying Usher, but women loved Usher since the nigga been out since we were kids.
He still look like a baby. Like
right, so, you know what I mean? So it's like
niggas
so women,
parents like Usher.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
You know what I mean? So like. I get it, like women love. I get it, you know what I mean, like women love certain people, but going to pay $1,000 to take pictures with that nigga, no, because I'm not funding that. I'm not funding.
You
that.
Got that shit. I got some.
Imagine,
shit for you.
Imagine your rent, dude. What do you pay to stack to see?
Then you gonna look at me. We need a fucking tire, but you got a fucking $1,000.
Oh, you gonna get a thousand complaints? And you spent $1,000. Oh yeah, see that's why your hair ain't though. You spent that much. You
every time she asks for something.
Your tires bald, but you spent $1,000.
She was thinking about the bigger picture.
I hope it's snow.
He could have ended up liking me, and then I would have $1,000 forever.
I hope it's snow on your ass.
See, that's why I keep telling y'all, my bitch is in 300 level. We ain't even playing down there.
Nowhere near the lower
nowhere.
Level.
The ticket sheet. We can't even buy meet and greets.
However, though, let me say this: when we have our $1,000 meet and greets, y'all should probably rethink that shit. So that we backpedal that a little bit, because we might have a meet and greet one day.
Y'all get a hang and bang with feet.
They out there. Don't matter.
Oh my God.
It don't matter.
Definitely hang and bang.
The race, the sex, the origin, binary, non-binary, however, a they, a he, a she, whatever.
All comers.
Hang and bang for feet. Whatever you need. We auctioning the nigga off. So, but no. I don't know, man. It's wild when it comes to like people in their celebrity, because people probably love that person for so long, and like you get a chance to meet them, mm-hmm. It's like, oh my God, like I'm security gonna have to rumble me too. You drop, but I don't think my lady not hopping on stage. She's not disrespecting
me.
Like
yeah,
that,
she so also not. It's also about a respect and a fear thing. That's why your girl got fear you just a little
fear.
Fear. Yeah. Fear.
You know what?
And I ain't saying that like you just got to fear your man, because some niggas fear their girl a little bit too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Let's say you speak to somebody, your girl behind you, your neck tense up a little bit because you know she about to pop you. So it's kind of like one of them things.
How you know that bitch?
Yeah, right?
Why are you speaking to her? How
right, you
know
speak
her?
To a girl, she walking out the store, but your girl behind you spoke. Now you scared of shit to turn around.
You
it's
ever like
fear you got to have.
You ever see somebody y'all know and just... I'm not even fucking. Because
you don't even know how the girl
boy explaining that shit. Like,
you know what? No, I know a lot of people.
I know a lot of people as well.
So I speak to people I know, because I don't never want to seem like my lady. No, I know a lot of motherfuckers. You know,
normally
what I mean? So
me
know
and
I know
the nigga, we both speaking.
Right?
Yeah, how you know?
Right,
y'all know? Yeah. Oh yeah, we know each other too.
Exactly. So yeah. I was like, yeah, I don't have no.
Yeah, but let you
see, I had some.
Moves.
I had some past trauma, so it was somebody I ain't.
John
I ain't doing
nigga, it. Remember the Drake John, like a give a nigga, like the Drake and Drewski John, the skit when they give a nigga a hug. They're like, don't hug.
Yeah, don't pick her up and don't rock back and forth.
Or swinger,
nigga swinging my girl
we
around.
Not doing all
no,
that.
The rock back and forth was like,
yeah,
damn, I ain't see
you so hug. No, that's a crazy John right there.
Oh, you got a good one. You got a good one, bro.
Now you know I hate that. No, she a good girl though. Who the fuck asked you? Right. Oh, I don't like that. Ain't nobody asked me that. You got a good one. Well, that's enough to be. Yeah, I might swing on you. I ain't gonna lie. I might swing on you.
I ain't gonna lie though. You got a good one. It's a wild.
Whoa!
Don't tell me
you don't think he know that.
How you feel, Sumi, when a girl say, "Damn, he nice. He got a brother." Do you feel like she wants your nigga if she say that?
No, because
he got a brother. It's like you want my nigga.
No, I just think that you. No, but I
there is no me. Like, there's no another me.
See, I really don't have. I don't have no like jealous bone in my body. So sometimes, even if I shit that I probably should be worried about, it fly right over my head. You know what I mean? So a lot. It just my thing. My mindset just be like, it is what it is. If you want to do y'all do some slimy shit, that's on y'all. You know. So I don't even. My mind don't even be there. So if somebody said it to me, I'm like, he is solid, ain't he? I'll ask him if he got a cousin or something.
Well,
I don't even
like,
be
girl,
thinking
you're
it.
Good one. Don't mess that up.
Yeah, I don't even think like that. I mean, I guess, and I'm also not surrounded by women that you know that do
like scandalous.
Yeah, do weird shit. So,
how you feel about your partner having opposite sex friends?
So I wanted to bring this up because
it was like going in that direction.
Yeah,
I believe we spoke on it before, but I don't think you were on the pod when we spoke about it.
Okay,
I don't know who I asked about. It was
I recently met somebody and I thought he was a good one. I know y'all said that I ain't never gonna find no man because I be telling him my business, but I don't give a fuck. the business I tell me niggas that I ain't never gonna talk to anyway, so it don't count. But anyway, so I'm like, oh, I got a good one. Like, good job, good play. Like, I just thought he was gonna be a good one. Mm-hmm. We on the phone for like 2 fucking hours, busting it up. Like, first we was on regular phone, then he FaceTime and we on the phone for another hour talking. So I'm like, damn, I ain't do this in a minute.
Damn.
You got a FaceTime date?
Right. So I'm like, the last 15 minutes just go down fucking hill. I'm like, oh my gosh. So I had mentioned something.
He talked to you too long.
Yeah, he did. Too much came out.
Too long, man.
You right.
You got a tip is, you got to hang up. It's tip of the week. You got to hang up and leave her with a little cliffhanger wanting more.
Shiz, I ain't going to lie. You right.
It was too much
talking. He was able to talk too much about himself. Yeah. Like, it was just a lot going on.
But what happened?
But he asked me, did I have a lot of guy friends, right? So I'm like, well, clearly he don't know I'm on a podcast with like 6 million niggas. Like, he clearly don't know. So I'm like, yeah, I do. So I said, yeah. So he was like, you think that's okay? And I'm like, yeah, I ain't know where we's going with this. So he was like, so when you think you like 42, are you still going to have a lot of guy friends? I'm like, wait, what is happening? I said, well, hopefully I still have the same, like,
42.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm 31. I don't know.
He gave her 11 right. years to lose all her friends.
So
get your shit together.
So I was like, yeah, I said, I think, you know, I don't know what you've been through, but I was like, I don't want you to project. I do have a lot of like solid friendships with guys. Like, I appreciate my woman. I'm not one of those girls that just be like, oh yeah, I don't fuck with chicks. I don't, you know how some women are, yeah, like that. Fuck, I'm like, yeah, I have girlfriends too. So he was like, basically he was like, do I think that having male friends will leave me to be a good wife and mother? I said, hold the fuck up. This is
he
getting
was talking too long.
Yeah, he drunk.
He was talking too long.
It got too intense. So mm-hmm. I just was like, you know what? If that's what's important to you, I'm not downing you for that. I just know I'm not the girl. Because you gonna come to my events. I'm speaking to everybody. I know, you know what I mean? Yeah. Guys and girls, you gonna be pissed off fucking with me.
You ain't gonna
and to me,
it you.
Just came with like, it just seemed like very controlling in a way. Like, what? Why you don't have no girlfriends? You gonna be knocking my head through the fucking washer and dryer?
Yo, so they can't whip your ass?
Yeah. So
washer and dryer,
but
suit,
I don't,
that's the problem.
I don't mind like my me having
guys. I keep promoting domestic violence.
He always promoting domestic violence.
Y'all girl gotta be scared of y'all just a little bit.
And I know Lim be in the house getting his ass supervised. I know he do.
You say he's scared of his son too, so everybody.
He don't run the house. The nigga just, all he do is just pay for everything. That's it. The nigga don't run nothing in the house but his mouth. But that's why he come here and run his mouth to everybody on the podcast. Cause the nigga don't run nothing that fucking home.
I be in the basement like Norbit.
I'm telling you, real shit.
But yeah, I don't mind my, I have a lot of guy friends that are genuinely guy friends, like for real. So I don't mind my person having woman friends. Cause like, you worried about somebody fucking behind your back, you could do that anytime. It don't gotta be my friend. Yeah. You be worried about the wrong bitch. I'm hanging with this chick every day. You think I'm fucking and I'm fucking her sister. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
It don't having woman friends don't automatically mean that you are having sex with them. So I think people just be worried about the wrong shit.
No, I go back to what you said. You definitely be worried about the wrong shit. I don't mind having friends. If they were friends.
Yeah.
Now, dealing with somebody who, or having a friend who you were in a relationship
with,
that's a different thing.
Yeah.
I think that's where I would draw the line at with my lady having like friends. Like, a friend, cool, but somebody I used to fuck with or had relationships with, nah.
Yeah. We didn't even get to that. Like, he just was like genuinely like friend, like that's it.
Cuz I have female friends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know a bunch of women just like, you know, being out and speaking to women. I know a ton of women. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like, it ain't like I fucked all of these women, like I just know them.
Yeah.
Then I have female friends who just basically my friends, and I have like women who I may be cool with now, but we may have had a relationship, but I don't talk to them,
right?
You know what I mean? Like, we don't exchange numbers, you know what I mean? Like, we're not talking to each other, nothing like that. But if I see them, I'll speak,
yeah.
So,
yeah, I don't mind. I'm open.
I wouldn't care. Like, I think that's part of like some arrogance I got though. Like, I ain't really scared of no nigga,
right?
It's like, no nigga really puts fear in my heart that I'm thinking he's gonna take my chick, like you said, if you're gonna fuck.
You gonna do that, yeah.
And also, like, on the opposite side, like, when we be friends with y'all girls, like, we know how horrible of a person she is, bro. Like, she's really fucking horrible. I got, like, 3 homegirls. I'm like, nigga, if you knew the shit I know, she would not be a fucking girl.
She would not
girl.
Be a girl.
Like, she's really a horrible person, bro. This is the last person I want in my life. The last person I want.
Good luck, actually.
Yeah, like, good luck.
Good luck.
She good. She a good person, but she really a piece of shit.
She got a good heart.
Yeah, man.
But she a nigga at heart.
Sometimes you just got to think like, yo, bro, it ain't even that.
It ain't even that. It's not even that. Yeah. And to think like, my girlfriend was like, well, you could maybe just get to know him. I'm like, no, I don't want to. It's certain things that I'm not willing to budge on, I feel like. And
do you think he wouldn't budge on that?
He didn't say. He said this, the last statement that nigga said before we hung up, maybe I need to move to Saudi Arabia.
That's what he said.
He said
shit.
That.
He want his. Oh shit. Yeah.
Oh shit.
So he did. You know what I'm saying? He up here.
He
it's
stood
nothing
on
he
that
could
shit.
Do right.
But I feel like I don't know. I'm not against having male friends because I got female friends and shit like that. I just feel like you gotta be respectful with shit.
Right.
At the same time though, I feel like you can't be naive to shit neither because there's a lot of weird niggas who play the friendship role, just waiting for a moment. I'm talking like A nigga be your friend for 5 years, just waiting.
But that don't mean that they that ever gonna get the moment.
Waiting
though.
For
the
5 years,
it don't mean that they gonna get it.
6 months for to try Raw for sure.
But my thing is just for real. You gotta be aware of that shit though. As
yeah.
a woman,
yeah.
you
yeah.
gotta be. Is this nigga really a fucking homie for real? Like,
yeah, no, because I
niggas
had
be snaking you like in the joint. Like honestly, I felt the way about a little bit about the in the Tyler Perry joint. Mm-hmm. Like the boy was running so much tape and like bringing her pictures.
He was a private investigator too, though.
Right?
But
niggas be private investigators and they ain't even doing that shit for no, a living. Yeah, like yeah, you running tape on. Right. I done had niggas run tape on me
too. Yes,
and you supposed
yes.
to be my girl best friend,
right?
But
right.
you, oh yeah, Sean here doing X, Y, and Z. You hit my phone. I'm like, I'm doing this. Like this is mm-hmm. what's going on. And then now you got me looking at you sideways, like. Mm-hmm.
Like, so how you feel? How you feel? If, like nigga bring you information about like another nigga or when a nigga's being messy?
I feel like it's a woman. I'm sorry, Sumi. Yeah, no. I feel like it's a woman job to check that shit. Because if a mm-hmm. nigga being messy bringing you shit, like that shit going to continue. Like,
I
don't
think
bring
I've ever. I have a really, really good guy friend, and when I tell you his name Bennett and he ain't in it, like he act
and that's
like
respectful.
He act like he don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Unless I figure out everything and it's over, he be like right. he'll communicate, he'll talk then, but still don't give up no tape. He'll
at,
just
at the
talk
end
back
of the day, we still men. Like right. it's some shit like as men we just shouldn't do. Yeah. Like if my female friend come to me with certain shit, I'm more like a listening ear. Yeah. I might give you a little bit of general advice. Yeah. But I ain't about to say, oh, that nigga did this or do. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I'm not digging into that, yeah. like, because that's not my place.
Yeah, I've never had a guy in my life come to me with, like, just tea. Like, I've
yeah,
never.
That shit messy and
I've
weird.
Never had. And only time that has happened, it was a gay guy. And he was 100% wrong. Like, his information oh, yeah. was wrong. I'm like, nigga, you.
And you came with some wrong information.
Yeah, and you hyping shit. And you came with some wrong information. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I, so, yeah. I don't, I said, well, I'm going to bed. He said, all right, holler at you. Hung up.
Yeah, you going to go crazy trying to stop your prison from having any friends that opposite
you're
going to
go crazy. That's There's what I'm no saying. Way to stop but that's that. Why I was saying it was coming off controlling and I've experienced like yeah. just control. You know, it's our age. It's a lot of niggas that are super controlling, super insecure, you know, very abusive in whatever way. I just be trying to prevent that shit before I get there. Like mm-hmm. if I sense it a little bit, it triggers something in me, I just be like, nah, I'm cool.
So would you just block? Because, like, how do you not talk to the nigga no more?
I think we both understood. Like, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, I straight up was like, listen, I know how I am. And I said, I'm respecting what you say. I'm not trying to change you. I'm not in a space at all to try to change nobody. Like, that's not who I am. That's not who I ever been. Mm. So I just was like, it's not going to work. And he was like, well, you canceling out already. I'm like, because I'm hearing what you're saying and you're very adamant about it. I'm not.
Like that.
Yeah.
You going to hit that crossroads somewhere down the line.
Like it fell behind you.
This gonna like, be an yeah. issue. It's gonna be an issue.
Like
for
when
sure.
you 42, when you 42, it's a problem. Like now I can't turn 42.
Right, you 40. Now I'm like, just 41 for 5 years. Yeah,
like you gonna have them friends when you 42?
That was crazy to say. It's I said, God color. Willing, hopefully I still got them friends. The fuck, what you gonna kill them? Like
we got hope we all make it to 42.
Hopefully
now.
I'm gonna live to see 42. I hope I live to see 42 because main man.
Yeah,
like, you gotta take this off.
Nigga put the voodoo on us.
Yo, that's wild, dog. That's
right.
Wild.
So no. Yeah, I was like, we going nip it.
Back
it's
to
cool.
what Shiz said. I really don't like that. I don't like when the male friend comes back and tell you shit about me.
Yeah.
And even like with anything, true or not true, like just remind you, like be a friend and mind your business. Cause you wouldn't like if a nigga did that to your lady. If your lady had a male friend mm-hmm. and he went back and whether it's a lie, whether it's true, whatever information you heard, Bennett. And don't be in it. Yeah, right. That's it. For sure. You know what I mean? Like, you stay in your lane and you just be a friend. And you, if she come to you for advice, then you give her advice. But same thing. I got female friends who come to me for advice. And I give them advice. And that's it. It's strictly advice. And I don't care if I seen the guy they talking to out. I really don't care.
Yeah.
I'm on my business.
You know what's so crazy? I was talking to somebody. Right.
Yeah.
I was talking to somebody.
I don't know what they talking about.
Right. Exactly.
I don't know what they talking
so
about.
So look, I was dealing with somebody and my little cousin saw him out. But mind you, I didn't know this. My little cousin, he was with somebody too. My little cousin never told me, but I asked him something about that night and he instantly went into defense mode.
Because he probably
and blamed my little cousin.
He thought you already got the
So I called my little cousin. I'm like, you seen such and such? He like, no. I said, you lying? Like, he didn't even I'm like, damn, bro, you snitched on yourself. Mm-hmm. Now I'm calling my little cousin, like, why you ain't tell me? Like, that ain't none of my business.
He got me,
right, cool. Right. But you all hype thinking he snitched on you, mm-hmm. telling on yourself, dumb. Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm even a nigga. You telling me about shit, your nigga, I'm probably trying to get that nigga benefit of the doubt. Like, right, girl, maybe right, he was right. Doing this. Maybe he was fucking tired. Mm-hmm. You heard, nigga, that shit? Yeah. Maybe he worked a double.
Like, that's yeah. me. My homies, you know, be like, I mean? Here she go. Miss benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, he probably had a bitch over there.
Miss benefit of the doubt.
I try to get everybody the benefit of the doubt,
because
man.
Because you don't know what the conversation is being about. You know, right. you have no idea. Maybe they know each.
And a lot of times I tell my friends, like, if you're not going to leave, sometimes shit be pointless. You know what I mean? To argue about and be upset about. Mm. I mean, speak your piece. I get it. But a lot of times you just going to stick it out with them anyway. It be, I don't know. Choose your battles wisely. That's how I feel.
Let me do this letter. All right. So it says, my girlfriend called me the wrong name 3 times. What am I supposed to do? Let's see what Miss Benefit of the Doubt say about this.
That's not your girl.
So he said, I went over my girlfriend's house maybe 2 hours ago, and I'm still thinking about what to do now. We were all fine watching Netflix, and then we began having sex. Everything was fine, and shortly after Cullen, her mom calls and says, she says, H is leaving soon. She was completely oblivious to the fact that she had said the wrong name. Oh, so her shit. Mom was like, so was her mom, I'm sorry. I confronted her about this after she hung up, and she explained that it was simply a mistake. I looked through her phone. Y'all always going through phones.
Stop
God,
it.
Jesus. I looked through her phone and found messages prior to meeting me, beginning to date her ex approximately like 3 months ago. And the messages were relating to her and his prior relationship. After reading this, I put the phone down. I sat in silence. That nigga was sad.
Sad.
And she proclaimed her love for me and how she would never speak to him as he was a horrible person. I was already mad and unhappy and was ready to leave. Her dad was in the other room. And as I was leaving the house, she shouted to her dad, H is leaving now.
I know you fucking lying.
Her dad did not hear. So she repeated herself. That's number 3. What? I looked at her and said and left. Shortly after, when I got home and messaged her, she explained it. She knew what she had done, and she explained her love for me and how she hated H. I told her I cannot talk to her right now, and I will talk to her tomorrow after I sleep it off. I can't ignore the fact that she called me H not once, not twice, but 3 fucking times.
That's crazy.
I'm mad as fuck and cannot think of anything to say back to her right now. I really need some advice. What would y'all do?
I thought it was going to be 3 times different days.
Not the same day, right?
Listen, number 2 wasn't even going to happen because I'm checking that shit after 1. Who the fuck is H?
Sumi says, what do you say? Give him the benefit of the doubt.
Listen, give her the benefit of the doubt, Sumi?
I've done this before. Don't give him the benefit of the doubt.
Don't give him or her the benefit.
Don't give her the benefit of the doubt. Okay. I think that, well, yeah, because I've done this before, but you know how you used to saying something in a certain manner? Mm-hmm. Like, I've called guys like my little cousin's name before, like mm-hmm. my little cousin Tahir. I'm used to saying, Tahir, you stupid. So if I'm talking to a guy, it'll mm-hmm. slip out that way. Mm-hmm. But 3 times is ridiculous.
In one setting.
Yeah.
I've been there before. Like, I probably like had like words with like my daughter mom or something like that, or had a conversation with like my son mom or something. No. And like, I won't say it, but you know how you catch yourself.
Yeah.
Like, fucking true. Yo, like,
because you're used to saying something a certain way.
Yeah, or I just was like having a conversation with that person.
Right,
you know what I mean? So I was just having a conversation with that person, and you go be like, "But one thing I ain't done. I ain't never called my lady another woman name.
I've slipped up.
I've never ever called any girl I dealt with another one. I try my hardest.
I've slipped up in bed before.
What?
Whoa.
Swear to God.
We here. Yeah. We about to talk about it. Let's review it.
No, it was quick. Story. It was really quick. I don't think I kind of like slicked it off to saying something like sexy or something. But I caught myself. Like, say a person's name is like, I don't know, Slick. I might have been like, and then like change it into something else. But
he caught it.
No, he didn't catch it. And he might have and just didn't say anything.
You're a smooth criminal.
Yeah. But that it's like when you do, it's like, fuck, you ain't meaning to do that. Mm-hmm. But her to do that 3 times in a row, girl, you need to shut your mouth. That's what you need to do. You need to think about what you're saying, because you clearly ain't something ain't right.
That's wild.
3 if times, she said she on some shit.
Yeah.
What y'all do? You got called the same name 3 times.
Do you leave her though? Like, is that worthy?
Is that grounds for a breakup?
Yeah.
They just started talking, right?
A few months. It sounded like 3 months.
Oh, it's new. Yeah, that old nigga still on the brain. She was thinking about him.
H on your mind, baby. I'm cool.
Nas leaving. Nas going.
Nas clocking out.
Nas clocking this out for Shizor. Shizor. Nas clocking this out for Shizor. Yeah. No, Go ahead.
I'm right behind Nas. Yeah. Nigga, walk right by the door. I lock the door. I like the bottom lock.
Bottom lock gonna be left. Yeah.
Don't worry. I played it cool. No, it's cool. Don't worry about you. It's cool. With that Magic Johnson, I ain't gonna be here. You ain't gonna see me again.
What'd he say?
Real shit. I done played shit like that too sometimes. Like some shit you ain't even gotta speak on.
Speak about.
And then, you know, and when I leave, I know when I get.
She
the gotta
take the
L
on the chin too.
No, yeah.
Like, damn, you know what I'm saying? I did fuck
yeah,
up.
Yeah. And it ain't even no, it's like, listen, we ain't gonna work.
You and in front of your parents and shit. Come on, yo.
Yeah. I wish I could like see what her mind was. Like, what happened, girl?
She said her hatred from that letter was like, she kept saying like her hatred was so strong. So it's like, she probably is like, I hate this. But you know,
why you
hate somebody
that nigga
so much.
It's a thin line between love and hate.
Why you hate that nigga so much, you confusing me with him?
Damn,
no.
But she don't want to hate him.
No.
You know.
Nah.
She was forced to hate him. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Yeah, you might gotta take that on the chin. It's 3 months. That should be a little easy little getaway.
Telling you, man, H hit her up on the Marvin's room shit late night. I mean, he was probably leaving the bar, hit her up.
She confessing his love.
She couldn't answer because she would motherfucking F.
So she can't. So he basically said, all right, like, yeah. So everybody probably been there. Like, what you do if like somebody just won't break up with you? You ever try to break up with somebody that just won't leave you alone?
Yeah.
Like, shit. I done got a new relationship and still couldn't fucking get somebody to leave me the fuck alone.
You just gotta stand on that shit. You gotta stand on
what
it.
What do you do, though? You gotta cut communication. What do you do? Because if you done block them, they call you from different numbers and they leaving stuff at your house.
I think relationship's not over. Like, the relationship start with a guy, but it ends with a woman.
I agree with that.
It's relationship's not over until she literally says it's over.
Yeah.
Until she literally
men
over
will
you
drag it on until you say it's done. Listen, they'll keep fucking up until you say it's done.
I don't know. I'm done.
But you can be done, but she probably not done. Like, she ain't done with you yet.
If I'm done, we done. Done.
He said, I said it's over.
I said it's over. It's over.
The taxpayer citizen, girl, I will file.
I feel like it's always going to be like that.
911?
I mean, one person is not going to agree, right?
Bro, one saying I heard is a heart don't break even. Right. So at one point, somebody is more okay with the breakup than the other person.
Yeah.
Because
it's rare that it's ever going to be 50-50. We agree, let's rule. Ooh. So somebody's still going to be.
That heartbreak feeling, I don't want to feel that.
I think.
No time soon.
If somebody don't want to break up with you, you have to put emphasis on it. You have to do everything you can do to, you know, be dumb.
Yeah, you gotta stand on it. Dumbass community, like, you know, answering
here. Us niggas definitely is like, I know you miss me.
Yeah, and if I'm giving it like, energy, you know what I mean? Y'all gonna continue.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
I'm leaving everything on red.
And they say
bro,
the sex
standing.
Was bad or you was ugly. You just a bad person.
Right. It's the way.
So
you
of course
act.
I'm a.
Real shit. That's what it be.
That's what niggas like. Why you just can't be different?
Right. I ain't say you was ugly or nothing.
I heard the craziest shit. I want to ask y'all niggas. It never happened to me. Y'all niggas ever cry after sex?
Mm-mm. No, I ain't ever.
I never cried after sex.
I have.
Yeah. Like, literally, after sex, you laying there and crying.
But I cried because I knew it was the last time, and I was, like, very upset. I knew it was.
It had to be your younger days.
Yeah, it was my... Okay. It was... yeah, it was.
It ain't her savage days.
No, it ain't these days right now.
I ain't no savage, y'all.
It ain't these days.
It's really, these days right now.
I'm really a sweetheart, y'all. This podcast...
It was like a bad cry.
Turn you into something else.
That was sus. Oh, man.
About you, you ever cry after sex?
No. You ain't got to say it like that.
Apparently, it's niggas out here crying after sex.
But I wonder, what's the feeling?
I guess it might be like on some like trying to get so back, to give, back together shit. Like, damn, I fucked up.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? I'm back and emotional.
Cheers. Have you ever cried to get your girl back?
I hate a nigga cry for sure.
I ain't crying to get my girl back.
Like, if I you fucked up and trying to get her back.
No, I ain't got to cry. I ain't got to cry to get her back, but I definitely done, like, I've been in the doghouse, bro. I ain't going to hold y'all. Like,
you been in the doghouse.
I've been in the doghouse, and I've been, like,
pleading like, baby, please. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
I ain't about to be on some fake crying type shit. But
please. Please, come on, man.
Did you fake I'm going to kill myself?
No, I ain't never faked
to kill myself. We too old to be doing that.
I never faked to kill myself.
I just heard a nigga on walking down the street like, yo, I'm going to kill myself if we don't get back together. Like, I'm going to do it.
No way.
The nigga was like somewhere in West Philly. I was driving. Nigga was angry as fuck. I was mad at shit because I wanted to pull over and finish the conversation.
You just
want to know what a nigga did, man.
Nah, but real shit, you got it. It's points where if this is really what you want to do, bro, you got to put your pride to the side. Like, all that egg and tough shit, you don't care about shit.
Yeah.
That's cool in front of your friends, nigga, but your friends ain't chilling with
your friends ain't chilling with you. For real.
Yeah, I mean, you got to do what you got to do to get your home straight.
Yeah, I've had somebody cry in my face.
But I ain't doing it. I ain't fake cry yet.
I've had somebody cry in my face, like literally cry. But I was so tapped out.
How was the tears though? Was it like snot bubbles? And
it wasn't like boo-hoo crying, but it was like.
But what if it's like a frustration cry? Like an angry cry?
True. But I was on the tip like, this is not going to work. Like I was on that type of time.
You was just done.
Yeah, I was mentally tapped out. It was just over. And he was, I think he was too. I think just sometimes people have a hard time letting shit go.
Really like accepting that
shit.
People are accepting that and then seeing you or knowing that you're going to be with someone after them.
Yeah.
That I think that is the cause for why people drag shit out too.
Right. They don't want you to get
comfortable,
and
then it's like having somebody else, knowing that you're going to give whatever you gave to them in love and affection, whatever you bring to that table, you're going to give it to somebody else, and they're going to take it and never let it go.
Well, nigga, snooze you lose.
No, back to what she said. I think, brother, if you got to cry or fake kill yourself, you do that to get your This is Nas telling you. You do that to get your lady back, man.
Now, make sure
that's y'all business. But if she's, you know what I mean? If she put it on Twitter or Instagram, I'm going to be newsy and look at it.
Now you you got it.
Now Nas on part 50. No. Now Nas on part 50 trying to figure out.
But, you got
to
know your personnel, though.
At least I'm tapped in at one. Nas going to wait till you get to 50.
You got to know if she the type of chick that's going. You should already know by the time you start to fake tears that she the chick going to put you on the gram.
Yeah.
But. Just get your lady back, man. Don't fuck up to even have to get your lady back. That's my advice. I think that's gonna be my tip of the week. I'll finish it.
don't fuck up.
Don't fuck up to have to get your lady back. We fuck up.
Play as fuck up. That's
fuck
my
up.
Favorite line.
You might slip, stumble, some vagina on the floor.
Yeah, that chick that called that other name. She ain't fuck up.
No, she ain't a player. She a dickhead.
Slipped on a banana peel and fell.
All right, let's do it. We got two more letters.
She was a setup.
Fallopian? What's it, fallopian? God damn.
Are y'all ready? All right, so it says, my girlfriend is super into rappers. I found out she's been writing him sexually explicit letters.
I thought she writing raps. Right,
so, I mean, leave that bitch alone. She's crazy as hell.
Wait, sir, what's she doing?
Yeah,
what?
Glow.
Like, you rapping for
y'all? Y'all know I hate female rappers, bro.
Yeah, Glow. All right, let go.
Cubits on Cubits.
I read the letter she was writing it, and she left it in the drawer in her nightstand.
Oh, man.
When she was in the shower, I went to the nightstand to get some ibuprofen and saw the half-written letter. I thought it was stupid, but harmless at first. That was until I read the fucking thing. She talks about having his babies, letting him nut in her, and leaving me for her. It's so fucking embarrassing thinking this rapper and some guys are probably reading these letters she sends them and laughing at me and her probably.
That's a female stand.
This was last night. I left right after she was in the shower. I haven't returned any of her phone calls or texts.
Oh,
and she was crying and wondering what she did wrong. What should I do? I talked to her, bro. We close, and he said that it's just a fantasy fiction. This is fucking weird, right? I'm not crazy. I knew she liked this dude music, but this is fucking weird. What would y'all do?
I wonder what the rapper, is the rapper like a Philly based rapper? Uzi.
Core.
Writing letters to Core is wild.
No.
Like,
Oh,
Core likes so hard in his music. Yo. You better not be writing no hard.
No, you can't write him no. You can't write Core no letters.
Shout out to Core though. His new shit just dropped.
I heard it's pretty good, man. But
that's funny.
Core love letters is crazy.
No,
from your
man.
Girl.
Telling
What, all right, let's say she writes letters to Meek or something like that.
What bro, you got to go to the hospital.
So, wait. She writes letters to Meek. Letters or it's just like letters that she's...
look like they fan letters because he says she's writing them and sending them.
She's sending them.
Who are you first sending them to?
If she writing letters to Meek, she better not be using big words. If she using big words writing letters to Meek, you know he can't read them. Nigga can't spell not, right?
No fucking comment.
You got to dig a Twitter, be wild. No, wow. But that's... Man. Nah, man.
It's like, why do y'all gotta do embarrassing shit?
Yeah, why you? You why can't, you doing that to me?
That's embarrassing.
That is. That's embarrassing. Wow, like man. Like,
but damn. He gotta tell her what she did though. Like, he gotta tell her that he saw it. I hate when people do. I mean, I know you just said like calling somebody else. You know, somebody else's name is different. But like, if I do something and I genuinely don't know why you're mad, let me know. Give me an opportunity to
explain
myself a little bit.
I might let you know, but honestly, it might not be no coming back from that because you are really a weirdo in my eyes.
Yes, like, bro, that was
you are weird.
I was waiting for y'all to go and say it because that's exactly what she said. Like, I was going to say.
I'm kind of mad that you that weird and yeah, I'm even sitting here.
I'm even sitting here. I'm irritated. Like I fell for a weirdo. Like yeah.
You writing niggas letters?
It's just like the nigga with the AI porn. It's like certain levels of weirdness we can't come back from.
AI porn.
Oh yeah.
That last episode was a nigga with AI porn.
He was turning his girlfriend's friends
into AI porn.
With
their face and stuff.
What the fuck? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this technology.
Technology shit is fucking our brains up.
Nigga, you can't come back from that, sis. No, sister.
Because you got to think about all the wrong you did. You had to find a pen. Then you had to go find a pad.
And after you got all of this, you still thought.
You
writing
said you had to sit here like you was Eminem writing.
It.
So,
reread it.
Dear Bay, I really like 1942 flows. You was killing it. I also glad you mad. You not messing with Meek no more because I didn't like her. You know they got to put some alliteration.
Why are you reading?
But the shit that's crazy is like, not only did you just write like a fan letter, you wrote how you going to try and get pregnant, dump
and
them,
you leaving me.
I want to have your babies.
Right. That's for sure. Crazy. Like, come on, man. No.
Go ahead and be with that nigga then.
But her answer might be like, you know that's never going to happen.
That's what. So her brother, like you said, your brother going to take up for you. Yeah. It's like, yo, that's just some fantasy fiction shit. You know what I'm saying? She just weird,
she
man. Don't worry
wrote
about
that
it.
I don't
that
know.
Should have red flag, man.
She could have wrote that shit in her phone.
She obsessed.
She need to be in Friends Hospital.
Yeah,
what
if
she
write
like OT7 Quani or somebody? Somebody
I was going to say him. I couldn't think of his name. No. Oh man, no, I like that man. Little.
Then you can't even listen to that nigga music no more. Like,
mm-mm. And what if it's somebody music that you actually like?
Yeah,
like one of your favorite like artists. Yeah.
Like now I can't go outside and listen to some shit.
Like, what if you put her on to the nigga? You ain't no court, so I put that shit on. Now you write this nigga letters.
I ain't gonna lie, some music I get a girl car, she better not be listening to. Core better be water. Like, yo, turn this off.
Niggas probably hate getting in my car.
Oh shit.
But we listen to everything. What's the other Philly rapper? I really like him with the little voice. But he's really good at rapping. You know what I'm talking about?
Tour.
Mm-hmm. I like him a
Tour
lot.
Tour is good though.
He's
I like
really
Tour.
Good.
I like Tour.
Well, niggas get in my car and be like, damn, what was that song you was playing? I love that. That's a little pat on my back.
Yeah, I like that.
She got the vibe.
You love teaching the niggas up.
Oh, right? I love it.
Come here, little dirt. Listen to this.
Come here, little dirt.
Little dirt. Yeah, I'll put you on shit. I was the first. I was just first.
That is funny, man.
Yeah, you got, you. Damn. I think he
I
should
don't
tell
know
her,
no
though.
No chick ever put me on the music.
No?
Not maybe a singer or something, but not a rapper.
Okay.
I don't think a chick ever put me onto a rapper.
Yeah, not no rapper.
I listen to like a lot of underground stuff. Like, I'm always listening to something different. Because
I'm like, who the fuck put you on to that?
Yeah.
If you teaching me, a nigga taught you that.
That had to be his homie to put you on.
Y'all, it always got to come back. Like, why we can't just.
It can't be that. You can see, I mean, I see people listen to music like R&B shit they'll post it, and I'm like, let me go see what song this is. Mm-hmm.
Now, R&B joint, yeah, R&B I feel like you could put it on.
But rap too. Like, people could.
That's like a chick put you on a ball player. You know, and yo, he coming
that
out.
That is not the same thing.
You know he be covering, that's right? Listen, you know he be covering all the bets.
Yo, that's funny as shit.
Yo, get OG Toppin for 3 rebounds.
Yeah, don't send me a parlay.
Like, all right, bitch, I'm going to do it, but what the fuck? Like,
Right. No, PJ not paying today. Whoa. What do you mean he not playing? How do you know this info?
Oh, man. I'm taking PJ everything under.
I don't know nothing about bet. That shit sound like a foreign language to me when y'all talking about it. It is so difficult to understand. Too many numbers. But right.
A love letter is you, wild,
you leaving a nigga writing a letter to LMA or somebody?
LMA. Oh, I'm like, who the hell is that? Oh, LMA. I mean, like shit said, it's like you're a weirdo. Like, it's certain levels of weirdness you can't come back from.
Yeah, you can't come back.
That's from like
the ick.
Yeah, the ick. Yeah. That would literally give me the ick. Like, we can't.
We got
the
whole episode on icks. Like, yeah. Male and female icks.
Because it is a shit.
It's a list of them.
Sometimes you don't know what an ick is until it happened, and you be like, "Oh my god,
you really did that?
You really did
that?" A girl said she was like, "I wouldn't have got the ick if he licked his glass." I was like, "Really?"
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like certain people, like when I talk to my girlfriends about shit, and they be like, "You might be overreacting." It affects me. You know what I'm saying? Like it might not affect them the same way, but like a nigga licking his. A woman, but I told you when my girlfriend do it, I be looking like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yours, it come from like a cleanliness.
Yeah, it's like, why are you licking your glass? Mm-hmm. I think if you want to taste the sugar, because
30,000 people before you lick that glass.
That's it's nasty. Sick.
Yeah, like Shiz, what if you with a chick, she out, she go to a margarita and she licked the rim.
She a wild jaw.
Shiz gonna be like, you licking this rim next?
Yeah, see, it's different. Coming from a guy's like.
Shiz might throw a joke out there like, you licking this rim next?
I'm definitely looking there like, damn.
See, you know what I'm saying?
She on some shit.
See what I'm saying?
But if my girl out licking glasses, come on, man. She's wrong. Fuck, is you a pit bull? You out here licking bowls and
licking
shit.
Licking bowls and shit.
Come on, man.
Is you a pit bull as well?
But women, I mean, it's different. It's for like women could get away with certain shit. Men could get away with certain shit.
Yeah. And it should be that way, though.
Yeah.
I love the double standards. They exist. And they
sometimes
gotta
exist. They have to exist. Sometimes they should not. But
that is, that is true.
They got to exist. All right. Last one. So it says, my dumbass brother gave my daughter some potentially bad advice, but I'm not sure. So my daughter got in some trouble. Nobody got hurt, but there were some drugs involved and consequences. Probably a lesson learned. After this, my brother, who is good heart, always means well, but has been in some trouble himself, tried to help and be there for his niece. He basically told her that he will always be there for her, and if she's ever in trouble, she can call him, and he won't tell her parents. He also said it's okay to break rules sometimes, and he's not sure which rules are. If you're not sure which rules to break, call him and ask him, and he won't tell her parents. I was alarmed by possibly being out of the loop here, especially when my brother's involved. Am I overreacting? Is it actually safer for my daughter to have another adult to confide in?
Go ahead, people.
Can I go first?
Yeah.
I'm going to say, honestly, I'm not all out opposed to that. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it might come up. I don't know if y'all going to agree with that, but I do feel like for example, I don't have a sister, but I got a little cousin. And my little cousin, we definitely, like, that's my first cousin. So we definitely more so like siblings. Mm-hmm. But I definitely, I'm older than her. So I always told her, like, yo, if you ever in some shit, you know what I mean? Like, and you scared to call your mom, whatever. Like, basically what he said, like, I'll be there for you. And, mm-hmm. and honestly, one day I got that phone call. Like, she was in the house with Mel's there. And if somebody was having a house party or whatever, and she just wasn't comfortable. Mm-hmm. She was like, I don't know the guys that's coming. Mm-hmm. I'm super drunk. I'm with my friend. So it was like, damn, it turned into me having to pick both of them up.
Right.
At the end of the day, I ain't call her mom and tell her. She just stayed in my crib and I took her home in the morning. Mm-hmm. But I feel like sometimes having that outlet, because if you don't have that outlet, she might have just stayed.
It might have been
stayed.
A bad
She might have stayed rather than even calling her mom, because she would have thought that consequence was worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now the communication between, like, depending on how bad it is, I would want my brother to say something. But at the end of the day, if he say something to me and then I say something, that might
break that line.
Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? So I do feel like it's cool. I feel like it could be an exception as to what you're going to let me know. But I think it's cool to have that lifeline, though.
Yeah.
I think there's nothing wrong with it, man. Sometimes you have to give your kids that other outlook on it. You know what I mean? That other option to where though they have a comfortability outside of you, because they look at you like, I'm going to be punished for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But if I call my aunt or my uncle, my grandma, whatever the case may be, she'll talk. I may get in trouble with her, but it may not be as severe as if I told my parents. So
yeah.
I get it. Because I always tell my nephews, they got, you know, if they want to talk or anything like that, they can call me. Mm-hmm. They don't have to call their dad. They don't have to call their mom. you know, we can be on, you know, I'm here for you. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If you ever need me, I'm always here for you. So I don't look at it bad. Just if it's a really, really, really bad situation, I would want to know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If it's a really, really bad situation, I do want to know. You know what I mean? Like, those things that we could go deeper into that, what would be a bad situation, but if it's really bad, I really would want to know.
Yeah. I don't have any children, y'all know, but I'm the big cousin. I'm the oldest grandchild of all my, you know, the kids in my family. So I am the person that they call, and I appreciate that when they feel safe enough to call me. My little cousin was in a domestic type situation and needed somebody to come get her from the house, and I'm glad that I was able to do that. Like, I don't know, she probably would have told her mom, but I think she just felt more comfortable telling me. I'm 31, they all like 28 and, you know, below. Yeah. So I'm close to them, but I'm still older than them.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was able to come get her and save her from that moment of, you know, what could have been worse. Yeah. So I definitely think having that level, that person that you trust outside of your mother and your father is definitely.
And maybe if she would have called her mom or her brother or her dad, it might have went left.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because my daughter called me to domestic violence. And now they got to die.
Right.
Real shit. I'm just thinking
about, okay, we need to get you out of here. Yeah. That's all I'm thinking. I ain't even thinking about, you know, escalating it or whatever the case may be. Right.
Yeah. For sure.
What about you?
I mean, I 100% agree with y'all. Plus, you know, it's like your sister. So it's like, fuck my sister gonna do to me? Like, of course you can call me. Like, I always tell my nephew to do some shit. She's like, oh, you always take it up for your nephew. Yeah, because what you gonna do?
Right.
Do whatever you want. But sometimes kids gotta learn some shit and they gotta have that person they can call. Because, like y'all all said, like, yo, when it's my kid, I'm much more mad. I'm like, I'm more upset.
You're going to handle it different. Cause it's
yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm going to handle upset versus how they going to handle it. Yeah. So.
And sometimes I think kids, like, I was a child once. I'm still my mother's child. I know for some reason we look at our parents like they haven't been through the shit that they telling us not to do. Mm-hmm. We look at it like that, and then we have like an aunt or an uncle, and it'd be like we take the advice a little bit more serious from them, which is weird. Yeah. But, you know, so sometimes you need to hear it from a different person.
Yeah, I feel like once you hit a certain age, then you... And based on your rapport with your parents, like, now I could talk to my mom about all that. Right. I could leave a situation and call my mom or my pop. Like, yo, guess what the hell just happened? Mm-hmm. But before, I mean, you actually going to get in trouble back then. Like, now we adults. What the hell your mom and your dad going to do?
Right,
yeah. So now your relationship is different. But that person you just feel so comfortable with. Like the crazy part is, when I told her that shit, I think I took her out for, like, her 18th birthday. We went out to dinner and shit. And I said this while we was out. And I ain't never think nothing of it until that actual call came.
Right.
And the crazy part, I was at like North Bowl or some shit. I'm talking about just bought the shoes, put the shoes on, didn't even roll the ball down yet. Mm-hmm. And I got the call and I'm like, damn, she don't never call me about no shit like this. Like, so she for real like, yo, my bad, look, I gotta leave. Like, fuck it. And I always think like, if I ain't go, what would happen? Because when I'm taking her home, I'm talking about I had to pull over, open the door, she throwing the car door. Yeah. Like, she was fucked up. Her friend was fucked up, so it was just like, man, who knows what could have happened at that.
That was good that you were able to go, for sure.
Yeah. No, that's
especially it's different having men that you can go when you're a woman, a young woman, having men that you can go to, like, outside of your dad. It's a soft spot in my heart. I had a lot of men that looked out for me when I was young. You know, just genuine, you know, out family and just friends. So that's a different type of feeling. That's why I was like, getting rid of my guy friends. What? These niggas been here.
Like, I would hope that my daughters call me in that situation. Yeah, we all would want to be the person. Yeah, but in a sense, I feel like you said, she may think like,
if I call my dad,
he going to come here on some shit.
I know my daughter enough. She called me on some shit. Listen.
Yeah.
Because you coming guns up. Like, it's ask questions last. For sure. You shooting first and I'm like, oh.
It wasn't like that.
Like, oh, you literally dropped the plate on his foot and he got mad and pushed you. Like, he had to die.
You know what, though?
He had to die. Unk
might pull up with a level head.
No, but you know what, though? In a sense, yeah. So my daughter had a situation at school to where, though, it was like it was supposed to be a fight, but it wasn't a fight. And then, like, the little girl brought her aunt up there. Afterwards, they said something to my daughter, whatever it may be. And I handled it differently than I thought I would because the lady was older, and I was like, I know I got a cousin who could rumble. I got female friends who could rumble and whoop the aunt ass, but I was like, it don't have to go there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It was like, all right, I called the dean, we talked and everything like that. We got shit situated. But when I sat back and thought about it, like, damn, like, this is a sign of maturity for me, because I know years ago I would have went right up to the school or been at the school the next day And I'd have told the little girl went to school, call your dad or your uncle, whatever it may be. But it's like, I got so much to lose. Mm-hmm. And this is school my daughter go to. Right. You know what I mean? Like, and there's other kids here. You know what I mean? So it's like, I'm like, I got a reputation to have. And then I got it's a level here that my family needs me. Yeah. So I can't be out here just doing nut shit. I can't do shit I would do if I was 22 or 18, whatever the case may be. So I handled that situation differently. So it all depends on the situation. But I was pissed off. But I handled it differently than I thought I would handle it.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard a crazy story. I think I was watching TikTok or some shit. So the girl, young chick, I think she probably was like 16 or 17. She got pregnant. She told her mom, best friend, basically like her aunt. Mm-hmm. And her aunt took her to go get an abortion, but didn't tell
the mom.
The mom. Mm. So it's like, are you more so upset that this mom took your child to go get an abortion and didn't tell you, or your daughter for getting pregnant and going to somebody else and not you?
I'm more upset with the adult, for sure. Mm. I feel like that's one of the situations where I'm like, nah, that's serious enough for you to tell me that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But at the same time, you know what? I'm going to keep it all the way.
Because they handled it. She also handled it, and she did confide in somebody.
But I do feel like as your parent, I want to know that. But at the same time, as a young man, I called my uncle before and I was in a jam like that. And my uncle gave me the bread and I handled it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I wasn't a child, though. Yeah. I was more like 18, 19.
No,
I still was a kid, but I ain't called my parents for that shit. I called my uncle.
It's
16, you a minor. Bro, so I feel like I should know that. You a minor. Yeah,
but in all that, go back to the situation when I was younger. I was a teenager. I called my big brother. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, anytime like I was in a jam, whatever it may be, it was my brother. My brother was, you know, he older than me, but we handle it. Yo, did you
but
handle
your
that?
Big yeah. brother, your big brother don't got the same obligation as your uncle.
Right,
as
but
your
it's
mom
but it's
or
like
sibling.
But it's like also too, my brother was a adult at the time. So you get what I'm saying? So could my mom be mad at my brother for doing it, whatever the case may be, or not? But I could find in him to help me through that situation. So I don't know, man. I would be mad at my sister or my brother if they did.
About an abortion.
Because honestly, what if something physically happened with a female, it's a physical abortion.
Right.
Whereas
right.
a man, I'm putting a bread down. They might not, like, whatever happened, you know what I mean? With me, it's not physical. Like, what if something
still
really happened to your kid?
But shit, it
could
happen. What if it happened to the young lady when that you. Son got pregnant
with her, right? That ain't all out my parents' responsibility, though.
It is, though. It is, because you were there with her. And it could be your fetus that they're getting rid of.
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
That, I don't feel like it's their responsibility at that point.
No, it's not their responsibility, but they do have some responsibility in it. You don't think so?
No.
Okay.
Because if my son gets somebody knocked, that ain't got shit to do with me. What I had to do with that? Like, the fuck?
You got everything to do with it, nigga.
I kind of understand.
That was you. Now, I get it. Like, yeah, once if a kid is here and all that shit, but that's a whole, I don't know.
We went back and forth about that a long time because, like you said, you come for fun and you ended up pregnant, but that's what come.
We're having fun.
I do feel like now I'm not trying to say
I wish more people would put that raw sex equal pregnancy most of the time.
It does.
Yeah, and as a disclaimer, I'm not trying to say, like, you know, kids out here definitely having babies and shit now. I do feel like if your kid have a baby, I feel like that responsibility and certain obligations does fall on you as the grandparent because you a parent. They don't have no money. They don't have nothing to take care of.
I get
that part. But I'm just talking about the whole, that abortion part is just a little tricky.
Yeah, it is in a sense, but it comes with having sex. Like, we all know what comes with having sex. We all know. Yeah. We all came here because of sex.
Even though people try to act like they don't.
Yes,
but yeah.
Yes, we all know what comes with having sex. And that's a part of it. I mean, but to that situation, I would want to know.
Yeah.
To answer the question. Yeah. You know what I mean? I would want to know as a parent. So I may be mad at my brother and sister as well for doing that. And I would be mad at my child as well for not coming to me.
But I'm definitely more mad at my siblings for not telling me.
It's like, which one you probably more mad
at? You an adult.
Yeah.
You should have told me.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Damn.
Tell you before it happened or after?
When you find that shit out?
When you find out, that's when he supposed to tell you?
That's some serious shit,
I think
though.
You should. I think before the abortion.
I think if
honestly, I'm going to probably, what I'm honestly probably going to do, if that was me, and I'm the brother.
I would say you need call. To talk I'm to the, your I'm mom
the
uncle. And dad.
Yeah, I'm gonna just try to encourage you to have that conversation. I'll even go sit down with you to have this conversation with my brother.
And that might be the best case because you know a lot.
I don't know
of,
how he gonna react. A lot I'll of be there with you to have this conversation.
But a lot of instances, the young lady may prolong it and end up having a having to have the baby.
Right.
Because that happens a lot. Like I don't know why they think it's like the baby's just gonna go away. Like no, baby, you gonna have this baby.
Like your problems, you go to sleep. The problems still there when you wake up.
That's how I call my. Since the other day, she said I was stressed out about something. She said, "Won't you just go to sleep, bitch? It's still gonna
it's
be a
still
problem.
The fuck beer. That's why I won't go out to drink. The minute I sober up, the bill still needs to get paid
and the bill for me drinking.
Yeah,
now I got a new bill.
Now I got two bills. Dumbass.
We got two bills.
Trying to encourage me. Now you making me mad. I ain't calling you no more.
Real shit.
No. Now I got to cut you off when you making me mad.
You making me pay even more shit than I want to pay. Now you taking me out for drinks.
That's
you know what I mean? Like no.
That's funny. Wait, I know we about to wrap up, but did y'all I heard y'all mention Reese Tisa. Did y'all watch Who the Fuck Did I Marry? Wait,
I didn't watch it.
Shiz, are you on TikTok at all?
It.
Okay.
Actually I was working, so I had it in my like headphones at work. Okay. I heard all every 50.
See, shows. I just read the cliff notes. I didn't watch it, but they had like a summary of it on Twitter and I just read it. But that shit was crazy. But Nas, I saw you say that she was basically
lying.
In denial. Well, you said she could be lying.
I said,
but you also said like she, all the signs were there.
Yeah, that's my thing though. If it's
follow
if
your
it
gut,
walk like a duck and quack like a duck.
It's a duck.
It's a fucking duck. I don't care how much you in love, whatever. Yeah. You have to realize this person is lying. This whatever they saying or whatever they you think they doing or whatever they tell you doing is lying.
Yeah.
This man for all this, I looked at a video. It was like summary, like for all the people who have got ADHD and don't want to watch the 50 part. This is the summary of it. I looked at it and I was like, she lying. And then people on Twitter were like, why you think she lying? I'm like, because you can't be that stupid.
No, people are.
I'm gonna keep it real. I listen to every joint, so I heard,
know, but I'm just saying, but listen though, I get it. People are that stupid, but why?
So listen,
nigga, why you stupid?
I don't know, I'm always born stupid.
The one thing I can say is she took accountability for this shit because she knew that.
Wow.
She knew that she was on some dumb ass shit. Yeah. Like you go back and you look at the red. First of all, the first joint she did was quarantine. You know, the beginning of quarantine, that shit was serious. Motherfuckers ain't know how serious it was. If we about to be able to leave the crib, you can only go to the store. Like,
he moved in with her at the 6
You moved a nigga in like 2 weeks. It was like 2-3 weeks. She moved a boy.
I saw that one part, I was like, oh yeah, you deserve whatever you got.
That's my thing, though. I don't feel sorry for her.
I don't feel sorry for her.
I've seen people saying they feel sorry for her.
She should have let that shit go. But you know what it come back to? Yo, motherfuckers really want love that bad to just be blind and shit.
Yes.
There's you want a love lot, that bad?
Nas, there are a lot of women. There are a lot of women who are desperate and want love
that
bad.
She said that I wanted to get married. Yeah. You want
to
get married
love
that bad.
Y'all need to think if y'all really want this shit.
And the childish part of me, you know what the childish part of me is saying? You deserve everything that came with it.
No, we're not saying that she did that she don't, but I think there was a lot of people were entertained and it was just crazy how many lies he had.
What's his name? Legend or Legion?
Legion. And they say he was from Philly.
I'm on your side,
from
brother. Philly. She lying
he
on
free
you.
From Philly.
When she showed what I
that
saw
was
the
crazy.
Pictures of boy.
That was crazy.
He from Philly, but he moved to like Georgia at a younger age, like maybe like middle school or
but
some
he still
shit.
Got that but Philly blood Philly. In him, so he a Philly nigga.
I'm on your side, Legion. So
no, that boy.
She lying on you, brother.
He really like a master at that shit.
But
like,
was he worse than the Twitter slender?
Oh yeah.
Twitter
slender.
No, he's not. Tinder swindler.
Tinder.
But that boy got like all that bread from it. He got shit.
No, I would say that Legion, whatever, he will be worse because the Tinder swindler. He was actually giving
these
shit.
People though.
No, and he was finessing it.
Yeah, he was finessing it. I mean, he was you know robbing people, robbing Peter Pan.
Legion
Paul,
was
he was
Legion was
it.
Living a life day in and day out with her. Like,
yeah.
And he did that shit to like three. Well, from what they found out, like three. He did it with like three people prior or some shit.
And they caught on.
He did the same shit to like three different chicks.
Reese Tisa, I mean, excuse my ignorance, but. You dumb as
hell. Nas is irked by it.
I am irked by it because like, if you living with the man. And he's saying he's a vice president of some. What was he? A vice president of some business, something like that.
I thought it was like a mobile company or something.
He was a vice. He was a well.
He
right.
was a vice president.
He wasn't. He wasn't a vice president when she started dating him. He ain't become the vice president they was dating for a long time. Okay. He was when he first started, he was at like a more of a general working point position. He got like a promotion as they was dating, like later on.
So he went from a general manager to vice president? Nobody does that. Nobody go from general.
You know, you can Google vice president.
Yes, of every company. You know
how you can Google everything. That's how I just caught this last thing.
Do you know how big a vice president of some shit is? Of any like vice president is literally here.
But then they say he. What kind of car was he driving? Because I see somebody say, "Come on, Reese."
He had like a Taurus. He had a Ford Taurus.
And he a VP.
I'm out.
But you know, and then listen, Bull told her he had Bull sent her a picture of maybe like a Beamer. And he told her that was his company car, but he keep it at the office. He don't bring that shit home. And like, you dumb as shit.
Then I seen one thing, I was like, damn, I want to talk about this on a pod. It was one thing that said, she even said one time, like, I know this is a lie, but I'm going to let him get it out. Have you ever been there where he's like, you knew something was a lie, but you just let that shit slide?
Yeah, I got a friend like that. I know he be lying. Yeah. I ain't even going to put his name
out. That's your
friend.
That's not your lover. That's your friend. I
it's
don't
still
give a
drawing
fuck.
When a nigga lie to you about some shit, bro. Like, I'm not going to sit here and just lie to y'all about something. Like, a lie, nobody even asked.
Nobody even asked.
You just start
it's
lying.
Sick. It's that's, sick.
You a fucking sicko. Like,
listen, though. Listen to
you
me.
You just start telling me some shit I ain't asked you.
It's so horrible.
People, I ain't gonna lie, though. Bull fucked up in the head, though.
No, he fucked up for
he
sure.
He got some responsibility. She, all right, we get it. We all know she's dumb as shit. But Bull fucked up, man.
Yeah, he might need to go to France.
Yo, he went to the mental hospital.
Uh-uh.
He had nowhere else to go. Bull was homeless. He was living in his will. He checked into the mental hospital for 2 weeks because he ain't had no air conditioning shit in his car. Like, I'm telling you, she told the whole shit. The nigga went to the mental hospital. But people do that, though, like. Yeah. They come in there like.
Well,
especially
I know
in the
regular
winter.
Hospital, but they go to a mental.
No,
hospital?
No, they go to the mental hospital too. They just can say like they suicidal or whatever. They not going to turn you away. So if you go to a mental hospital and say I'm suicidal, I'm thinking about killing myself. You can check yourself in
for like 3 days.
And they'll give you
right.
Yeah, you it's at least 3 days, and then you know if they feel like you still having issues, they can keep you. Yeah. You can get court ordered to stay. So it's like it's basically a guaranteed 3 meals and a bed. For him, that's how he did it. But it's people that really do that.
Is it comfortable in there? I'm trying not to go to work for a couple days.
You don't want to
be in there.
You don't
want to
be there.
You ain't
homeless.
I'm trying to figure out how I can get out of work.
Homeless. I mean, it's better than a cardboard box on a fucking vent, but it ain't.
You ain't homeless, but you might be a little crazy.
I just want the letter so I can send it to a job. That's it. That's all I need.
I might go get you a letter.
So don't say that on here. Hold on, say it. Hold on, let's talk.
I'm cracking up, man. I'm cracking the fuck up.
But we gotta wait till Lynn get back to clock out.
I don't know what Lynn doing. Lynn went in my bathroom. He had Chick-fil-A. So
he blowing that shit up.
Probably I told you that. What you say that peanut oil?
Peanut oil. Yeah, I tell you, run through you, man. That shit run through you like that.
No, it do.
Tomorrow.
That's why I can't. I don't even. I be bites in like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Time to go to, like, I can't even consume all of it before I got to go to the bathroom. It's crazy.
You got any tips of the week? Oh, no. I had a question. I had a question. This I think I sent it in the chat. It was, if you're having sex with your significant other, but thinking of another person.
Oh, wait, I think we started with that.
No, I don't think I asked. We wasn't on air when I said that.
Nah, we wasn't on air.
No, we just talking.
But it kind of went into the shit that Sumi was talking about when she with the name shit.
But if you're having sex with your significant other, but you thinking of another person, is that a form of cheating?
That literally was. That's why I thought because that letter threw me off.
Yeah.
No, hell no, it ain't a form of cheating. Who gonna know? Who know?
You know.
Ain't no cheating.
It's frowned upon, like shitting on an airplane.
Masturbating on an airplane.
Yeah, I ain't want to do the masturbating.
That's what he
shit
said.
Shit on a plane. Yo, he said masturbating.
I ain't going to lie. You got to be a different level of horny to masturbate on the plane.
You're going to jail for that.
You are going to jail.
Shitting on a plane, you ain't going to jail.
Wait, you can go to jail for masturbating on a plane?
Yeah.
No, I'm like in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Ain't nobody going to
well,
know.
Well, how would they know? Right.
But no, my point is, though, it's it ain't cheating.
It is not cheating.
But it is. You don't want to know that your significant or the person you're
thinking about
another person.
I don't want to know, but I think if you're thinking about another person while you're having sex with your significant other, is a form of cheating.
Bro, I could be thinking
you
about
think
a
it
porn
is?
Star.
Nas, like you are so man. Strict.
That ain't... How you gonna regulate somebody's thoughts? You better not be thinking about that shit.
Hey, why your eyes closed? Open your eyes, bitch.
Open your eyes, bitch. Look at me.
Nigga got any eyes wide open.
Yo, I'm cracking the fuck up.
That's having sex with eyes wide.
Your guy look eye to eye.
Yo, like kissing with your eyes open.
I'm cracking the fuck up.
Yeah, that's wild. Because
that's the creepiest shit. Kissing
with
ever.
Your eyes open.
Because I remember posting a thing that said, "If your woman sleep smiling while she sleep, slept because she to let her know the man of her dreams ain't never saving her."
So
yeah, it's a form of cheating. But no, I don't want to know. No, I don't want to know, but no, I don't want. I would be thinking about another woman while I'm having sex with my lady.
Well, like I said, I think that the sex, to me, the sex got to be bad for you to be thinking. Yes, it's so okay. Many things that I'm not thinking about during sex.
Afterwards, is it a form of cheating?
Well, that's a, yeah, no, I mean, no.
Sometimes sex is mental, though. It don't mean it's physically bad, so maybe some. Maybe,
I've never experienced that. Like I said, I've thought about some shit afterwards, like.
I feel like thinking about it afterwards is probably worse than me.
It probably is. I don't know.
About a nigga after, did you even get the rag yet? You think about a nigga? That's crazy. No, get my rag.
No, that's why you got to get your own rag because I'm thinking about my nigga.
That's crazy. Yeah.
And I'm telling y'all, Sumi is she's nursing all of us.
She did serious.
I'm telling y'all.
Y'all see why listen, we can be friends with Sumi, bro? Because she horrible, bro.
I'm telling you, Sumi is the worst. She's one of my worst homies. No, but I love her though. All right, okay.
That's not true.
All right, y'all got any tips of the week?
I got one. AT&T gave y'all my tip of the week. Don't forget. Don't be scared to cut a nigga off.
Oh, that's a good one. Hold on. Do you got one? Oh, you know I don't have one. You got a good one, Shiz? You always got one.
It's not what you're capable of. It's what you're willing to do.
That's a good one.
Okay.
Mm. I got something that...
It's not what you're capable of. It's what you're willing to do.
I got something that's more...
Period.
It's still kind of... It's kind of similar to bathroom. Yours. He did.
It wasn't me, bro.
That was you. That nigga...
It wasn't me, bro. It's on camera.
It's on camera. They just came after taking
the
shit.
The audio. They ain't know.
It's the camera now.
Mine is just you are capable of a different life. I feel like sometimes you just think you're stuck in a space. You can always start over.
Oh, okay.
That's real right. Shit.
As long as you're breathing.
Oh, here you go. Don't tell nobody you used to talk to me. It's not as I'm clocking
That's
out.
A really good one. It's Lando clocking out.
Sue me clocking out.
It's Shiz. I'm clocking out.